This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to another day. And as you head into this day, remember to take time with God. And by that, I don't just mean stopping and reading the Bible a little bit, but rather having a relational time with Him, talking to Him about your day, about your feelings, even negative feelings, anger, irritation, frustration with God even. Don't think you can only come to God with good words. Come to Him with whatever is on your heart. The best way to start that is by just opening your Bible and letting God speak to you first. And that's what we're doing this week. We're reading the book of Galatians in the Bible, where Paul is writing to the church in Galatia about the gospel. And he knows that there have been some people teaching in that church that you have to be good enough for God, that it's only by keeping certain rules and laws that you can be acceptable to God. And Paul's whole point in this letter is you're free from all that bondage. Just live in the grace of the Lord Jesus. That's how you're saved, by faith, not by keeping the law. He starts chapter 5 by saying, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be of no benefit to you." That is, these teachers were saying you have to be circumcised and become a Jew in order to be saved. And he says, if you follow that teaching, Christ will be of no benefit to you. "And I testify again to every man who receives circumcision that he is under obligation then to keep the whole law if he thinks that that law is necessary for salvation. You have been severed from Christ, you who are seeking to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace, for we through the Spirit by faith are waiting for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion did not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough. I have confidence in you in the Lord, that you will adopt no other view, but the one who is disturbing you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. But I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been abolished. Would that those who are troubling you would even mutilate themselves." That's how angry Paul is about this false teaching. "For you are called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' But if you bite and devour one another, take care lest you be consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. The deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.